Despite aggressive efforts around the state to cut down the number of crashes, 40 more people were killed in the first few months of this year than last year. Dennis Hughes is with the Bureau of Transportation Safety. He says over half the crashes involved driving too fast and alcohol. And since creative education and enforcement efforts aren't cutting the death rate, his agency has put together some gloomy statistics for the year. The number of deaths could go as high as 912.
If we kill over 900 people, we'd be undoing two decades of progress. 900 people is the population of Rib Lake, Wisconsin, or Nisida, Wisconsin, or Sister Bay, Wisconsin, or Lone Rock. Imagine if there was a civil disaster in any one of these four communities. It wouldn't just be state news, it would be national and potentially international news.
So those at the summit want to get the attention of people who speed, drive drunk, or forget their seatbelts. Some communities are setting up laser speed boards, extra patrols, and flooding the community with information. In Polk County, sheriff's officers turn to aggressive education in schools by using graphic pictures. Lieutenant Tim Moore says the idea isn't new, but it's been adjusted to have more meaningful impact.
It gets kids' attention. The pictures are not from Madison or from Milwaukee or from out of state. They're local photos. I've probably done this, I have no idea how many times or how many students. I've never yet had one parent or anybody from the school system call and complain.
One of the pictures shows a dead young girl who was thrown off a motorcycle. It was the first time she rode on one, and she wasn't wearing a helmet. The other picture shows a dead young person who was trapped at the waist in a rollover accident. Still, many young people don't think a crash will ever happen to them. That's often why other methods of deterrence, including giving out tickets, are used. But Lieutenant Moore says the lack of vigorous prosecution of drunk drivers hurts the overall strategy.
As everybody in law enforcement knows in here, being aggressive in making arrests and writing citations doesn't always translate to the court system. We have not got our aggressive attitude to that level yet.
While that gap exists, Madison retired Lieutenant Steve Cardarella says local law enforcement managers also need to do a better job of encouraging voluntary compliance with state laws.
And obviously, you can't return tomorrow to your staff and mandate that everybody cite more violators. This is going to be a recipe for failure. You must have a vision in order to have success.
In Brown County, for example, there's a designated traffic team to investigate accidents and turn up the heat in accident-prone spots. That worked on a highway close to Lambeau Field. Officers there also have some say in their working schedules, and flexibility allows them to move faster on problems that turn up. Despite the creative ideas shared at the summit, many agencies report a lack of funding keeps them from implementing those ideas. That puts more responsibility on drivers. Transportation officials say many of them are driving the larger SUVs and taking more chances because of the perception those vehicles are safer. The officials say the climbing fatality rate this year signals more and more drivers who shun seatbelts, continue to drive 15 miles per hour over the speed limit, or drink may never get home. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.